become a 360 architecture machine?
Well, the to be a 360 architecture machine, it would have, the implementation would have been prohibitive. All of the three, the low end up through the Model 50, were microcode driven machines. And when you build a machine that's a microcode driven machine, you do compromise the incremental performance significantly. And we felt that that was not a good trade-off for what we wanted to see. We never bought into that. And microcode was, that's a whole other story, but if you looked at some of the Model 30 and the Model 40 and their the way they built their microcode, it was very, very expensive. The microcode had tons and tons of lines of code. That was also a maintenance issue. The Model 30 did it with what they call capacitive read-only storage. The Model 40 did it with magnetic read-only storage. That was inconsistent with our design philosophy for this machine.
Since you were involved with 360 Model 20, why is the instruction set so different from 360 instructions?
Again, it was a choice. Based on a similar rationale, it executed a subset. It was only the commercial subset, the character-based subset, or the byte-based subset of the 360 instruction set. There was no floating point. There was decimal arithmetic, but there was no integer arithmetic, basically, in the Model 20.
And you had different workflows.